Well, we're in a very different environment today, you know, with the election of Donald Trump, and what that's going to mean for the entire labor movement. I mean, the public sector labor movement was really facing what we viewed as an existential crisis in terms of the Friedrichs decision, and then with the sort of unexpected death of Anton Scalia, that threat was sort of settled for the moment in terms of, but now, of course, with Trump being able to appoint, you know, probably highly conservative and anti-labor justices to the U.S. Supreme Court, we fully expect a reemergence of a case similar to that. We expect adverse appointments to the National Labor Relations Board. I mean, I just think that we're facing potentially kind of a full effort to decimate the power of the U.S. labor movement. So this is a very serious time, and I don't know the answers. I know that we will, you know, that this is a time to continue to organize. I mean, certainly California is a different place. It's a very different place, and I think that we are going to have to, California will have to be the model and maybe the locus of the fight back in a lot of ways to this activity. And so it's going to be, you know, an opportunity and an obligation on our part for those of us who are in the labor movement in California to be part of that fight back.